Romans, the first chapter, and verse 16, I'll start there. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause God gave them over into vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. So that's a scripture right there that tells us that there is a natural way that a woman should be. Amen. And likewise, the men, leaving the natural use of women, so there's something that has to do with the natural way things are done here, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error. You don't want to get into a position where God looks at you and says, error. And something to think about. If you read this carefully several times, it might dawn on you that some things that are allowable legally and taught in our schools as equal rights are still error as far as God is concerned. That recompense of that error, which, and likewise, men leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, in other words, ungodly and evil, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error. In other words, they get what they ask for, which is only what they should get. That's what which is meat means. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. In other words, you want to do it, have it your way. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Here's something a lot of folks don't like to hear, but a sissy cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's Bible. It's not preached very much because it's not popular. There are a lot of things that are not popular that are seldom preached because a lot of people want to hear certain ways of teaching and preaching, because if it goes against what they want it to be, it upsets them, makes them feel uncomfortable. It's just not what they want to hear. The Word of God calls that people having itching ears. And you know, If you've got a place in your life that itches, maybe I can scratch it tonight. Because, all I know of that itch is good for is just how good it feels when it gets scratched. You ever see dogs sit around and you see that tongue out and their tail wagging, all they're doing? It feels so good to scratch when it itches. So I'm going to scratch a little bit tonight to make you feel good. Just reading this scripture, we already are in an unpopular area here. Because I didn't really read much that's not pretty much common to all of our friends, our loved ones, our neighbors, our school teachers, our people in Congress, our boss, our people we work with. Let me go through that list one more time. Let me describe your friends for you. Professing themselves to be wise, become as fools. Amen. Change the truth of God into a lie. Have vile affections. Being filled with unrighteousness and fornication and wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder. Can you think of anybody? Debate? Can you think of anybody? Deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters. Can you think of anybody? Haters of God, despiteful, I can think of several people there, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, can you think of anybody? Ooh. I think a lot of us can maybe think of somebody there, disobedient to parents. This is all on the same list too, as what God looks upon as something evil. Without understanding, can you think of anybody? Covenant breakers, whose natural affection, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, can you think of anybody? Okay. What I want to say tonight is, God is unique. He is so, so wonderful. He is so mighty. He is so only God. There's nothing else like Him. There's nothing else that can compare to God. Hallelujah. He made everything by Himself. Everything that exists was made by God alone. He counseled with Himself according to the Scriptures, because there was nobody else to counsel with. He discussed with Himself, communed with Himself, and alone with nothing, because without Him was not anything made that was made. It doesn't say without them was not anything made that was made. Somebody said, well, He was talking to His angel, saying, well, let us make man in our own image. Well, possibly so, because before there was a man on the earth, there were angels with God, and so maybe He was talking to the angels. Somebody else said, well, He was talking to the creation that He had made. And I've heard these discussions. He made the earth, He made the sun, the moon, the stars, and He made all these things, and He said, let us make man in our own image. In the image of God, He created man. And so we can talk about the Scriptures, how it shows us that the earth, it's what He used, and then He gave us the Spirit. It makes some sense that, yeah, He could have been talking to His creation, because all the elements that you find in the natural things around can be found in your dust, which is you, the human body. And so everything that's in nature pretty much is in every individual. So easily, God could have been talking to nature. But there seems to be a lot in the Scripture that just indicates He was just talking to Himself. I know one thing for sure, he wasn't talking to the second and third person of the Godhead. Because that's something that man has done to change that is wonderful and true into something that is ungodly and not true. And God sees it as evil when you take that truth that's available about a mighty God and you speak truth and you teach truth and you gather people together and say, this is what the Bible teaches. And you teach about the love of God, which is really true. And you teach about the goodness of God, and that's all really true. And you teach about how we need to help one another and love our neighbors and be kind and be gentle and be giving and do all these things. And there are thousands of churches and thousands of different types of churches around the world today who are saying many true things and gathering people. But when they start changing the image of God into something that they make, you know, to be something they can understand God better by, then they're getting into an area that they shouldn't mess with. And so it's no wonder why the world is in such a mess, because we read here what happens when people do these things. And they're without excuse according to the Scripture, because the truth is revealed by this mighty God even in the things that are made. Even His power and His Godhead is revealed. And God made it that way. And it says in the Word that we're created in the image of God. Hallelujah. Did you know in all creation, as far back as anybody can study, nobody has been able to find two hairs of any human or of all the humans that ever lived or that live today. No two hairs are exactly alike. Think about that one. I mean, there's no way that any human being can absolutely prove it, because who can count all the hairs on every head that ever lived? But in all research that's ever been done concerning hair, there are no two hairs on the head or on the body of anybody that ever lived or died. No two hairs can be found anywhere, even on the same human body, even on your body. No two hairs are alike. Now, when man puts something together, he always has to copy something somewhere. That's why things work so well for us. We make machines and we have to do a lot of things that can be put on an assembly line. So we do this, and what, you notice you can buy a product at the store and go down and see your neighbor, and they've got the same product that they bought at the store. Maybe bought it at a different store, but it has the same name, same label, and everything on it looks exactly like yours. And man can come up with ways to make things exactly alike. That's how he came up with this Godhead thing. Three co-equal. This is man's idea. We've got to get this thing on the assembly line so everybody can understand it. So it looks the same for everybody, because nobody can understand this thing of spirit in Christ. So man, with a lot of truth, because this lie that started 325 A.D., or in the second century, the lie that started, that's been handed down, came from people who had been exposed to the very truth that we preach. That was pretty, not too far from the time when everybody was being baptized in the name of Jesus and only believing in one God, if they claimed to be church people. I mean, when you go back to just a little ways before this Council of Nicaea, even the people who accepted this teaching of the Nicene Council were Jesus' name. And they called it salvation when they received the Holy Ghost. And they believed in one God. My whole purpose here tonight is not to stir you up unless you're itching and you need a scratching. But I'm here to not necessarily help itching ears, but I'm here to scratch hard heads to make you feel better. Because you don't understand why it is that you've got all these affections that are vile. And you've got all these church problems and everybody doing crazy things. You can't understand why they're so nasty. And you see all this news about priests molesting little boys. And you hear all these church problems that people have. And people in the world say, man, they live like we do in those churches. Well, is it any wonder the truth of God is involved here? And God says, when we try to change God into something He is not, then He will turn you over to believing it's okay to be like that and let you have it your way and do what you want to do. But when it comes back to the truth that really is the truth, and you start reading in the New Testament church, you know, we'll find some sissy preachers up there in the pulpit preaching. They have to skip that verse that says, and the effeminate shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I hardly ever have heard a sissy read that. And I've never heard a Trinitarian preach, there's only one God and not three persons in the Godhead. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did you know there are no two feathers alike anywhere in history that anybody has been able to find on all the birds combined? Dead or alive? Imagine that. A unique God all by Himself knows how to make everything that's made and everything unique within itself. You might find people that look alike, but there are no human beings that are exactly alike. You're unique and there's nobody in the world like you. There have been many years of people trying to prove the theory that there are no two snowflakes alike, trying to prove that wrong. Think of all the snow that falls. Who could ever prove it? But you can't prove that there are two snowflakes that are alike because nobody in the world has ever found them. All the scientists, all the research cannot find two snowflakes. They capture them, they keep them frozen, analyze them. They are not available. Hallelujah. One God, unique and mighty, the Almighty God, has the ability to make everything that is made unique in His likeness. Hallelujah. Praise God. There are no two blades of grass, mowed or not mowed, burned or not burned, green or brown, that in all of history, nobody has ever been able to find two blades of grass exactly alike. We just look on the grass and say, that's grass. It all looks, you know, it looks like grass, right? You go out and try to find some grass and you come and bring me two pieces that are just exactly alike and I will say, you know what, I concede defeat. I guess I was wrong. But I'm not worried about it because I ain't going to let you win. Just because it looks alike to you doesn't mean it's alike. Before I let you win, we'll put that in the laboratory and then we'll let the scientists say, wow, no, there's a lot of difference in these two blades of grass. Because they're not there. They're not to be found. Now, you can find cars that are just alike. Well, probably, you know, there might be a few things that aren't, but they have inspectors to make sure that this is exactly like this and that part's exactly like that part. That's why we have standards and codes and things for various things made by man so that whenever people put things together, they go by the instructions that are written out so that things will fit together. I mean, you get these beautiful things on the shelf in the store, and they say, man, I want that. Then they bring you a box with a bunch of little pieces in it, and screws, and a little piece of paper that doesn't make a lot of sense. Anyway, that's the way I always saw it. But I found out years ago that you need to take that little piece of paper in your hand and pay attention to what's on it. Because I have tried to put things together, not according to the instruction, because it, when I looked at it in the store, it looked simple. It looked simple. But almost every time I ever tried to do that, I ended up having to tear it apart and start all over. And then start all over with a little piece of paper that I didn't want to read. Where it says part A joins to part B. And then find out what part A looks like as I scatter it out on the floor and reach over and get that and get part B and then follow the instructions, number one, number two, number three, number four. And if I follow them exactly, when I get through, it looks like that thing I saw in the store. And I go to my friend's house, and they got one too. It looks exactly like mine. What God made in the beginning was unique, and it remains that way. No matter what it is, whether it be a small thing or a big thing, God made things in His way. Nobody can figure out His way. He made something that nobody else can make, no matter what it is. All creation declares the power of God and even His eternal Godhead. Hallelujah. The Godhead, by the way, is there's one God, unique within Himself. And everything in nature declares there's only one God, because nature itself is unique within itself. Praise God. And there is a nature that we are to follow made by one God with instructions in the Word of God how to please God through the natural ways of dealing with life. And when we get to believing something else and we hold the truth in some areas of our life but we believe something else is okay, then we might become something that God sees as evil. You ever hear those things, you know, somebody, you know, be going real nice and then maybe a contest answering question, you hear that, error. Red light comes on. Well, God sees the error, but you don't hear the, because He says, all right, you want it that way, go ahead and live that way, believe your own lies to your own damnation, and then when it's all over with, you will burn in hell. But the crowd that's not wanting to hear all these things out there is saying, God wouldn't do that to all of us nice people. Who's nice a bunch in that bunch? Vile, evil imaginations, turning the nature that is provided into something that's corruptible. Believing all kinds of vain things. Making things and then worshiping what they make. Thank God. Can you think of anything else that is natural? Anything in the world that God made? Something that grows? In my research and studying this out, before I got up here to say this, I went everywhere I could on the internet searching if I'm going to tell this right. And even the most heathen sinners on the internet admit there are no two tree leaves alike ever anywhere in history that anybody knows about. Look at all the trees and all the leaves. There are no two trees alike. In fact, of all the limbs on the trees and those that have fallen to the ground, there have never been found in history of creation two limbs that are just alike. What a mighty God we serve. And let me tell you, if God has in His creation this lesson for us to learn, that there is no other limb like that limb. There is no other blade of grass like this blade of grass. There is no other bird like that bird. But God knows every sparrow that falls to the ground. There is no other hair like that hair. Certainly creation must be teaching us there is no other God like this one God. And no matter what you devise or invent to set beside Him, He's still the mighty God. He's still the everlasting Father. He's still the Prince of Peace. He is the wonder of wonders. He is all that we need, because even creation declares there is only one God. Because that one God made everything one. Even man tapping into maybe part of the left side of his brain has discovered that you can get a lot done if you only know the number one. You can take ones and zeros and fly airplanes if you know how to put them in the right machine and how to make the data come out with only zeros and ones. You can go to the moon with zeros and ones. If you could look at the computers that were used to get the astronauts to the moon on that first lunar landing. I mean, we're talking years and years ago. I mean, we think a computer that we bought 6 years ago is ancient. They went to the moon. What year was that? How many years ago? I know I was a kid. Or young, a teenager maybe. I watched it on that television we hid in our closet. I think the whole world was leaning forward and paying attention. Can you imagine what the computer would be like 50-something years ago? I remember that first time I held in my hand a little device that you could push on buttons and it would add and subtract and multiply and divide. A little calculator. I thought I could fool it, because I certainly thought that I could add some numbers on it that it couldn't figure out. But man found that through growing in knowledge and letting that which he has learned become part of that which he's now learning, and all the inventions of mankind, piecing it all together and working this with that which has been learned, and the theories and then the facts, and putting it all together, man, with his ability to try hard and reach far, has been able to come up with a lot of things that fit together, work together, and because they fit together and work together, then they're able to cause other things to happen, because they're able to use those things to thrust forward and research into other things because of what they've learned and what they know. And that's why we have these beautiful cars that you can plug in and drive them for 40 miles before you have to use gas. Amen. I don't have one, but I know they exist. Because I saw it on radio. Look at God. Aren't you glad He's not a Trinity? If there were three of God, there'd probably be three of you. You think you could live with somebody like you? Neither can God with somebody else like Him. He said, "I will have no other God beside me." And when He made you and you came forth out of that womb as a little baby, there was never one before you like you, and there's never ever going to be one after you like you. You are unique. You're the only person like you that ever lived. You're special. God loves you. God wants you. And everything that's prepared for you is available for you in a way that it's not available for anybody else. Only you have the ability to receive it like you receive it. Only you have the ability to express it like you express it. There are no two voice patterns alike. There are no two fingerprints alike. Think of all the fingers that ever existed. Trillions and multiple zillions and trillions and trillions and trillions. I'm not talking about just the population that always exists. I'm talking about all the fingerprints that ever existed. And if they ever get yours, you better be good from now on. Because all they have to find you is your fingerprint. And if you touched anything after that in a place where you shouldn't be, You're in trouble. I don't care where you are in the world. I don't care how far they have to go to pick you up. If they get your fingerprint, they've got you. Why? Because there are no two fingerprints alike. I notice in school today when people use words, they still use the ABCs. Back when I was learning it 900 years ago or so, back when I was learning to read, I had ABC blocks. A, B, C. And also I was learning to count at a young age. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I noticed man has learned if you make 1 stay 1 and 2 stay 2 and A stay A and B stay B and you work with that, then you can add so many things to it as time goes on based on the fact that what you have presented is stable and solid and unchangeable, then you can build a lot of stuff just knowing your ABCs and your numbers. But can you imagine if somebody had the ability to decide that I don't like B, so I'm taking it out? What that would do to all the words? Or I just like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. What would happen if we couldn't have the rest of the alphabet? When you pick up a book to read, I mean, it's almost getting to where you have to watch everything you say because somehow in our nation, all of a sudden, you got to watch every word or you're going to be in trouble. I mean, our freedom of speech is being threatened by, you got to watch it, you're going to hurt somebody's feeling. They're even trying to pass laws in some places where if your neighbor offends you by saying something you don't think he should have said, you can report him and have him arrested. Well, I lived in a nation years ago called the United States of America where I'd give somebody a piece of my mind and they couldn't do nothing about it because I had freedom of speech. You got to be careful what you say nowadays because somebody's going to report you. Well, maybe we will live to see the day when they take some of the letters out because those letters are used to express a race or a nationality or maybe some numbers are used to... It wouldn't be terrible for us true Christians if they took the number one away. What would we do about God? There's only God. Amen. There's not three, there's not two, there's only... There's only way to be saved. There's only faith, hope, baptism. God. God, 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 God. Man, I'd have to redo all my tapes. That's about all I ever preach is, God. And then if they'd take away the name of Jesus, where it'd be illegal, we couldn't speak it. What would I have to say? There's only God, His name is, and you're going to have to serve His money. No, I'm being arrested. Sorry, somebody else had to pass this church. Don't say what? Don't say Jesus. Quit whipping me. Thank God the ABCs stay the same. Let's say them. You need to appreciate this. Let's go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. How many of you thought of that song while you were saying that? Let's sing it together. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, D, U, V, W, X, and Y. Isn't this glorious? Do you know the name of Jesus? Guess what? If you know the name of Jesus, you've got in Christianity and serving God, everything you need, just as like if you want to know the English language, if you know the ABCs, you have what it takes to write the books and read the books and to know how to say the words and to understand what the words mean. If you have that same kind of a foundation concerning God, you have to have something to base everything on. Don't base anything on a theory or upon a title of what God is. There has to be a name for you to build upon, just like there has to be a number for you to be able to add and subtract, and there has to be letters for you to have words to speak and to read. And it's at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. There is no other name like the name of Jesus. There are a lot of people whose name is Jesus, but their Jesus name is not like this Jesus name. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. At the name of Jesus, every knee, and there are no two knees alike. Even your own two knees are not alike. Every knee, unique within itself, will bow. And every tongue, there are no two tongues alike. I don't care if the whole world lines up face to face and everybody sticks their tongue out, they're all different. Hallelujah. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, no matter what it looks like. And every tongue shall confess, no matter what it smells like, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Everybody say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise our Lord right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There are no two teeth alike. Think of all the teeth. There are more teeth than there are fingers. Think of all the teeth that ever existed and all the teeth that exist today. Just let your mind get real spiritual and just think of nothing but teeth right now. Think of just great big coliseums filled with darkness, and the only thing you can see is teeth. Look at all the teeth, thousands of them. Some of them have missing teeth in the front. Some of them have, you know, if they got it fixed so you can't see anything but the sparkling white, then there's some of it you won't see. Because even though they're there, they're still unseen because they're not sparkling white. But after you get through looking at all those teeth, and remember there are other coliseums and other places where people have teeth, and cups filled with teeth. Now some of those may be just alike, but we're talking about these teeth and people. Not any two of them are alike. Why? Because God made them. Jesus. Amen. We see by, hey, you look just like so-and-so, but it's not really true. It's just what we think. We compared to so-and-so. I've seen people look just like Obama, but that wasn't him. They trained themselves to act like him. They looked like him, and they did a real nice act. But I knew when I was looking at them, and everybody else said, that's not really him. It's okay, you know, to try to act like somebody, be like somebody. But if you want to know that one body, you're going to have to go to that one person. And let me tell you, if you want to know Jesus, don't look at something that man has devised to try to figure it out. But look at what God has declared and what God has presented. It's in the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to take any guesswork into this. There is a name above every name, and there's one Spirit, Spirit. By Spirit, we're all baptized into body. Thank God for one. One faith, faith. One hope of your calling, one God. There are no two toenails alike. I don't care how ugly they are. And all the human beings that ever lived, they've never found two toenails that are just alike. There are no two fingernails just alike. Nobody's found them. You know, and the more I study this, I mean, I know I could go on and on. You can think of anything you want to think of. There are no two fish alike. There are no two fish eyes exactly alike. There are no two gills that are exactly alike. No fish tails that are exactly alike. How many fish are there in the sea? Praise God. There are no two lungs in your body exactly alike. Both your lungs are unique. And they're not like anybody else's that lives in the entire world. But they can take, you know, they can transplant because there are things that they do, they will function. You can take somebody else's heart and you can live a while. But that heart is not exactly like the one you lost. Praise God. I can go on and on. There are no two ears alike. No two noses alike unless you're in New York City. No, that's not true. I got a picture from my cousin in California yesterday. Taken in 1900 of my family. That's a long time ago. I don't remember the picture being taken. 1900. Can you imagine that? I think I got it. Where did I put that picture? Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it right quick. I'll be right back. I laid it back here somewhere. Yeah, here it is. Okay. You've heard Uncle Homer singing, "There's a deep settled peace in my soul." I recorded that. Well, when I recorded it, you know, he'd been dead. He'd been dead like 50-something years, and he was 80-something years old when he died. So anyway, but he recorded that back in the 60s, and I recorded it as he led the congregation. That's Uncle Homer. Well, I got a picture of him sitting on top of a house. Let's see. You won't be able to see it that well, but right under my finger is Uncle Homer. He's right here. See if you can focus in there on the camera, maybe. That's my family in 1900. Those are people. Don't they look nice? Some of them look like some people that I know today that are related to me. But they're not just like them. There's something different. This goes back to 1900. Now, there weren't many cameras around in 1900. It hadn't been long since the ability to take pictures had been invented. You know, it was like, this is way back. I'm talking about back when Brother Bradley was young. Hallelujah. You know, that what they're sitting on top of Uncle Homer and those people sitting with him there, you know what they're sitting on? That's a roof. That's a thatch roof. That's the house they lived in. That is their roofing. They had a camera. Yeah, it had been invented, but there weren't many people that had one. They had to hire a man to come from a long distance to bring his camera and take this picture. Amen. Big old thing they carried around. Had picture takers that traveled on wagons back then. I've got my cousin also. Well, we're discovering a lot. Since I put that song on the internet of Uncle Homer singing, I discovered one of his grandchildren who contacted me, who was looking for anything about his grandpa, and he found that song. The only thing you can find out there is that one song that has endured the test of time, that one recording. And then so my cousin in California, I was on the phone with her last night, Linda is her name, and she told me that she actually found a song of Uncle Homer singing on the internet. Said his grandson, she had found him, and he had told her that he had found this song of Uncle Homer singing on the internet. And she said, "I got it. Do you want it?" And I said, "I've already got it. I'm the one that put it up there." But it's something how just a little small, anything that's left can bring together that which has fallen and drifted so far apart that you would think there's no way to make these connections. I thank God for the internet that's just made the world so close together. I know there's a lot of corruption out there, but there's a lot of corruption when you step out the street, out on the street. I mean, everything in the world, it's just who you want to hang out with. On the internet, I hang out with people hungry for God and people living for God and people searching for others who want to live for God and people who preach and teach, and I talk about God on the internet just like I do when I'm in a restaurant. If you use TV, internet, or anything for those purposes, then that's what we're for. We're called to minister. Praise God. We're called to be ministers in this world. And once we get into this thing, God wants us to be a witness. And He says, go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. Well, you can find a lot of them on the internet. All kinds of them. But none of them have two fingernails alike. Hallelujah. There are no two eyeballs just alike. Even those in your own head. Let's all stand. And if God put us together like that, why don't we worship the true God just as He is? The creature wants to worship the true God. Don't hold the truth in unrighteousness. Don't take this truth and make something else that you can worship and call it God. God's all sufficient by Himself to be God, and you're all sufficient by yourself to be you. Let's praise Him some more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And God never made one man to lust after another man. Ever. I hear them say, God made me like this. That's a dirty lie from the pits of hell. God never made one female to lust after another female. But what He did make was mankind. And He instructed us in His word that has endured for a long time. If you don't live in truth, if you don't listen to the truth, you won't obey the truth, and you hold the truth in unrighteousness, you'll say things like, God made me this way. I'm glad. Man didn't make the sunshine, or He may not let it shine on me. I'm glad man didn't make the raindrops, lest he'd forget to water the grain. I'm glad man didn't create me, for he would surely, surely forsake me. Oh, I'm glad, 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 glad that God made me. He made me in His image. He made me just like Him. Trusted this whole world in Your hand and mine, and He promised He would come and see about me. He gave me wisdom and knowledge. He gave me eyes to see, and I'm glad, glad, glad. Unique, because He made us to be like Him. Only one of you, only one God. Hallelujah. I'm glad man didn't make the teardrop. He placed on me more than my share. I'm glad man didn't make those heartaches, or He'd probably find joy in those tears that I shed. I'm glad man didn't create me, for He would surely, surely destroy me. Oh, I'm glad.
Nobody like God. Nobody like you.